Let's see what's on tonight.
Girlfriend of over 2 years appears to have other plans and keeps secrets about her whereabouts.
Hell no.
I'm not saying you a hoe. I'm
what
saying
you say.
I am not watching this shit.
Can I ask you, if you want all the money, what would you do with it?
Bunch of hookers and cocaine.
Oh, okay, that's not good.
What the hell is going on right now?
I'm canceling the damn cable. Fuck this.
Tag Team Network, bitch!
Presented to you by The Turkish Delight. Remember, it ain't delightful unless it's Turkish Delight.
Hey everyone, shut the hell up. The WeGo Podcast is about to start.
Hello, and welcome to the WeGo Podcast.
Hello, welcome to the WeGo Podcast. I am your host, Ben, and we're about to do what we always do, and that's talk about sex with friends. We have very short crew tonight. Tonight we have Amy.
Hello.
And we have Amanda.
Hello.
And everybody else, Chris, Sasha, PT, and Steve, they are all out tonight with their families and stuff, and that's okay. But we are going to go ahead and proceed without them. Okay. All right. So first, okay, so this looks like this is a kind of a question, but it's kind of a long one, kind of like a story. Well, anyways, this first one is, I got wasted while my husband drove me home after being out all night at the bar with my friends, and on the way home, I flashed everyone on the road my boobs, and then my husband fingered me on the way home so that everybody could see us, and that really turned me on. And she said that she had a really good orgasm from it. Well, anyways, she wants to know, is she a freak for doing that?
Yeah. Definitely. Yeah, and that's fun. Good for them. I'm glad that he can be cool with her acting crazy sometimes. And I'm glad she liked that. They had a good time. I love it. They're freaks. Yes, I love it.
Right. What do you got to say about this, Amy?
I support it wholeheartedly. I think that is a wonderful thing to do. I don't know. I imagine that you probably, in a long-term relationship, obviously marriage, I would say you probably get bored doing the same stuff all the time. So, like, that's a very innocent way of involving other people where they're not actually involved, but you're still getting that outward attention. I mean, obviously don't get caught and get in trouble by the police, but, I mean, yeah, that sounds like a lot of fun.
Right, yeah, see, I don't think there's anything wrong with it. I'm like, heck, if she's fine with it and, you know, he's fine with it and she didn't regret it the day after. I mean, she did say that she did feel a little embarrassed by it and stuff, but she said she was, I mean, other than that, though, she said she had a really good time, a really good orgasm, and it's just a really good story, and she said she's never done anything like that before, so she said she really stepped out of her element to do that, but she said there was, like, the idea of people watching her that kind of made it better, and it kind of, like, turned her on. So, like, have you guys ever had a similar time or know of a time, anything that you can relate to with that?
Yeah. First of all, I love that excitement. And it did happen before. One time, I was driving with a boyfriend and I was giving him head, and we got to a stoplight and he drove a stick and he was like, babe. And I get up and I look over and this couple is just excited for us, right? That's all I'll say. They were definitely like, hell yes, you guys. It was cute. I loved it. Yeah. And it was exciting. It was fun. It was a thrill that they saw us. And when it was not the intention, but they did.
Awesome. All right. What about you, Amy?
Yeah. I mean, probably not as exciting as Amanda's, but I used to date this guy and we lived in the south side of St. Louis in this house. And there was this girl who moved in across the street. It was like a whole group of girls, like a sorority house type deal. And the upstairs window, this one woman, she would always undress in front of the window. Like when she went to change clothes, she was always standing in front of this very open, very noticeable window. And we often just sat on the porch and drank beers. And like we watched her quite a few times and never moved, never said a word. We just kind of watched her. And I don't know if that was her intention or not, but she made it very apparent that she wanted to be naked in front of this window. And I thought, I don't know, I loved it. I loved watching this woman change her clothes because she would stand there naked forever. It was very obvious that she wanted attention, not in a creeper way on our side. Like, she was doing it all the time. Like, we saw her multiple times. And so, like, even now, like, if I'm in my own bedroom, I'll leave the windows wide open. I think that's kind of exciting to just have all the windows drawn open and be naked in my own house. It's exciting. It's thrilling. Like, it's my house. I get to do that here. And if someone happens to catch me naked, like, that's exciting too.
Right. And then that's also like, it's kind of on them for looking, you know what I mean? So it's like, you're not at fault anywhere. You know what I mean? Like, you're in your own house, you're in your own space. Like, so I understand that. I have had this, I've kind of had like to the story, I've had, kind of had a similar, not to that extent where a bunch of people saw us or whatever, but we've had like, you know, our fun going down the road and people have like looked up, you know, looked over and, you know, gave us a thumbs up and stuff like that. And that was pretty cool, but it was never like really to that extreme though, where like everybody could see everything. But I mean, I think that's a pretty cool story though.
Yeah, that's pretty exciting to think about. I agree with Amy how like the windows are like, nobody should see you, but if they could, then it's okay. So it reminds me, I don't know if you guys have seen that show called You, but there's like a part where he's stalking this one particular girl and she's getting undressed in front of like her whole window set. Her apartment is full windows, no blinds, no curtains or anything. And he's like, oh, you want the attention. And he's jacking off on the goddamn street. But that's what it reminds me of, though.
That's funny. Okay, so, okay, if I was to rate, I think this is a pretty common fantasy. I think a lot of people like the idea of being watched. You know, it's different than actually going through with it, like, purposely. But I think everybody kind of has fantasized about that before. I think it's pretty common. I don't think she really needs to be ashamed of it or feel like that she's a freak. I don't think it's a freaky thing to do, but I don't think she's like, she should be ashamed of it by any means.
No, why would you be ashamed of that? I think it's exciting and it's adventurous, and I think it's something that you can safely do to excite yourself. I mean, maybe somebody sees you naked, but like, they're not coming in your house, they're not by you, they're not near you. You're really not doing anything quote unquote wrong by just being naked in your own house. So, like, you know, spice it up a little, open the curtain and see if somebody sees you. I mean, I just think that's excitement in your own personal way, if anything.
Right. And especially says she's never like, she says she's never orgasmed like that before. So she was really into it on this story. So, I mean, hell, yeah, you had fun. There's nothing wrong with it. I mean, I don't think she should be ashamed of it. You have anything, any last thing to say, Amanda?
Nope. I'm proud of them. That's exciting.
Awesome. Okay. All right, moving on to the next question, or actually, this is a story. This is kind of a long one, but okay. This female, 23, said that after a really bad, she describes as a really bad, awful date, she said that she just had to get some dick from someone other than my shitty date, who I never talked to again after that date. So this date that she was on, she did not like it. She was not into it. But she said after it, she said she really wanted to get laid. So she went over to her friends with benefits place unannounced, who was not there. But his older sister was there making dinner with her boyfriend. And they invited her in and let them hang out with them. Anyways, long story short, they wound up all three after drinking, social, you know, just hanging out, they ended up all three having sex. And she said while her boyfriend, she said she wound up eating her out while the boyfriend had sex with her from behind on the couch. She said this was not how she thought the night would go or how she thought it would happen. But she wants to know if she should be ashamed of it. And she says that she really hopes she didn't end a relationship. What is your reaction to the story?
So, hold on, Ben. I missed out on a chunk.
You want me to say it again?
Just who was it? Her friend and friend's boyfriend?
Yeah. To re-summarize the story, she was on a date. She hated the date, and she made this excuse that she had to leave. She abandoned the date, and she really wanted to get laid. So she went to her friends with benefits place unannounced, and I guess her friend was not there, but his older sister and the older sister's boyfriend were there. And they ended up hanging out, and then they ended up all three having sex. And she just wants to know if she should be ashamed of it. And she wants to know if she ended their relationship, would she be the one to blame for it? Basically, that's what she wants to know. Like, should she feel guilty for what she did?
I mean, she either feels guilty or she doesn't. And if, I don't know, I guess it depends on how the brother feels about it. But I don't know. This is a really difficult one, because if it's just a friend with benefits, then there's no relationship to,
right, end,
you know, so like they can, I don't know, it's up to him if they're going to have that conversation or not.
Right.
Like if he finds out and he's mad, then damn, sorry for you. But like, do you still regret it? Because I'm sure it was fun, you know, like,
right.
So she feels guilty or she doesn't. And if that depends on what he has to say about it, then she should rethink her life choices.
Right.
And if it's, like I said, if it's just a friend with benefits, then it's not that serious in the first place.
Right. I do have to agree with that. Amy, you got anything?
I interpreted her guilt in a completely different way. I understood that she felt that she came in between the relationship between the sister and the sister's boyfriend, not so much hers and her little playthings relationship. And I think that she shouldn't feel guilty about that, because she was obviously invited into that threesome. Like, she was the third party. They selected her. They decided to have sex with her. They wanted her to eat this chick out while he fucked her from behind. Like, that's a whole different thing. She was invited in. She should feel absolutely no remorse about that. If that relationship ended, it wouldn't have hopefully nothing to do with her, but more their decisions on how to handle that situation. And
right.
I think if she's worried about her relationship with her hookup, like her friends with benefits, I mean, that's totally different. I don't think that she should worry about that at all, because obviously if you're in that stage of relationship, there shouldn't be a ton of emotions. So like, okay, cool, like either you continue on with it or you don't, and like,
right,
her and his decision, certainly.
Right. I won't pass judgment to anybody in this situation. I think this was honestly just innocent fun. I mean, she was invited into it and they invited her, so they kind of set themselves up for it. If the relationship did end, like if they had some kind of problems with it afterwards, I think they would be mostly to blame for that, because they kind of set it up. I mean, they invited her in, they had some drinks with her, and they just, you know, kind of let things go too far. But something tells me that they probably didn't mind this whole situation. But and as far as the brother goes, her normal friends with benefits, I mean, he really doesn't have to know, because, I mean, one, they're really not in a relationship, so she didn't do anything wrong, and it's really, honestly, I don't think it's really any of his business to know, you know. I mean, will he probably find out? Maybe. There's a good chance, because, you know, it seems like he lives with his sister, so there's a good chance he'll find out. But, I mean, does he have any place to be upset? I mean, yes, he does have a right to be upset. Everybody has a right for their own emotion or something like that. But that doesn't mean that she did anything wrong. You know, that's just my take on it. I don't think she should feel guilty. I don't think she should be ashamed of it. And that's just my reaction. It sounds like three people had fun. And I mean, heck, if they're all willing to go through with it, it was consensual, I don't see anything wrong with it. And if she feels guilty, I mean, sure, go ahead. I mean, if you're feeling that way, you're feeling that way. But I don't think she should. All right. Amanda, you have anything?
Well, okay, no, I do. Because he's going to find out no matter what. Somebody's going to tell him. But that's it.
Right. But as I say, like, yeah, he's going to find out. But, I mean, what can he do about it? I mean, and is it like, worst case scenario, they just won't be friends with benefits anymore. You know what I'm saying? Right. And like, I mean, if she was already going on a date with somebody else earlier in the night, which is another part of this story, that she was on a date with completely somebody else at the beginning of this night before all this happened. So the fact that she was on a date with somebody else just kind of goes to show me that she doesn't really value her friends with benefits as boyfriend type anyways, or anything that she wants to risk messing up. It looks like he's just somebody that she just likes to mess around with.
Yeah, it depends on her definition of friends with benefits in the
I agree. What about you, Amy? You got anything else?
Yeah, I mean, I completely understand like her feeling guilt in the situation towards the friends with benefit. I've certainly been in a situation similar to this, not super similar to this. Like I had a friend, you know, that I would hang out with in the night sometimes. And I remember I went out to the bar one night and I was drinking all night long and his brother was there. So I was hanging out with his brother and a bunch of our mutual friends. And we were really drinking. It was a long night. And I wound up going home with this completely other guy who had nothing to do with him at all. But I knew his brother was there and I knew he was going to tell him because they lived together. Like I knew it was going to get to him. And I was like, man, like, should I tell him? Should I not? And I felt super guilty about it. So I did tell him, but like, we didn't have a relationship. I didn't feel any emotions towards him. He didn't have emotions towards me, really. We were just friends that would just text each other in the middle of the night. You know what I mean? Like when we were lonely and that's all it was. So it didn't ruin anything for me to tell him. Like I told him and he was like, okay. And we still hung out multiple times after that. I mean, if it's that specific of a situation where they don't have any emotions tied into it, I don't think it matters really at all. I mean, obviously it was his sister and that's a little bit more emotionally attached to the situation. So, I mean, maybe it'll mess it up. Maybe it won't. But I think if she's feeling guilty, they should just talk about it and either move on, keep doing what you're doing or don't.
Right. Yeah, I definitely agree with you. Agree with you there. Like, yeah, I mean, I understand the complex situation where it's just kind of awkward because she was messing around with the brother and that's who she went there for. That's like, that was her intention. And then she just totally ended up doing this whole other thing. But, and also kind of brings me to my other question. Have you guys ever had a date go so bad? Like it was just terrible. Or you were just talking to somebody and it was just so bad that you ended up ending the night shortly to go hang out with somebody else.
Yeah, so I've also never been on a date with a stranger. I've only ever dated people that I knew already, which is, it is what it is. Small town shit. But I did go on a date with somebody one time who I knew really well. We had dated previously. And I was just so bored the whole time. And I couldn't stop thinking about somebody else. And like, it was awful. I remember him like singing to me and trying to hold my hand. And I was just strictly annoyed. And that was it. But I thoroughly cut the night super short. And I went and hung out with somebody else, the gentleman I was thinking of at the time. And I was like, oh, fuck it. And he thought that was great. He was like, oh, you were thinking of me the whole time? You know, like, that was awesome. That was intimate. But that poor dude I was with, I mean, kind of just said forget him, you know?
Yeah. See, I have never done that before, so I can't really speak on it. Amanda, do you have any kind of a story like that?
Not really a date story, no. No, I don't.
Okay. All right. That's fine. All right. Are you guys ready for the next question?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So the next question. Or next story is, I wore my husband's cum on the back of my shirt all day at work and had no idea until I noticed it in the bathroom mirror at the end of the day. I was so embarrassed and I didn't even clock out or say bye to anyone before leaving for the day. Have you ever had any stains from sex that you accidentally wore out?
No, absolutely not. I've never, I guess knowingly, I have not done that. Also, I don't know if I've ever, besides, like, cleaning up afterward with an item of clothing, I don't know that I've ever put on the same clothes that I just had. I don't know, man. I don't relate to this at all.
Right. Well, it sounds like, I guess she had a cookie before going to work with her husband. It sounds like when they did it, she had her clothes on. And I guess when he nutted, I guess after he nutted, I guess he didn't wipe it all off, or it some got on her on the back of her shirt somehow. I don't know. That's the only way I can envision this from happening. But I don't know. Have you ever heard of this kind of a story like this before?
My first question is, where the hell are her work friends to be like, what is on your back? Let's go fix this at the beginning of the day. Like, is she sat there all day and not one single person at work was like, the fuck is on your shirt, friend? Like, I would be so upset with my friends, first off. Unless I was, like, a brand new job, I'm upset that she doesn't have any intimate relationships with anyone she works with to where they could question what was happening there. And say, but I'm never, like, going to work with cum on my shirt. Certainly not. And say, but certainly, like, with a hickey, maybe. You're going to, like, cover it with makeup or pull your shirt off. And that's embarrassing in itself. But I can imagine having cum on my shirt and not knowing and no one telling me. I would be so mortified, absolutely embarrassed. But also, like, why would you have sex in your work clothes? Like, that's also a pretty silly mistake to make.
Yeah.
Right. I want to say I guarantee that nobody thought it was cum. You know, like, it could be a thousand other fucking things. So, it could have been your kid. Like, if she has kids, they could have touched her shirt with their nasty little hands. Like, that's all. It's not too bad. I'm sad. I'm sad for her. Like Amy said, like, where is her work friends? Because what the fuck? But also, I'm sure it didn't look like anything incriminating.
She fell asleep on a marshmallow last night in her work clothes.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, yeah, she could always blame it, saying that it was like, oh, it was something on her car seat, you know, something she accidentally sat in or something. I don't know. That's, or maybe it was like ice cream or something. I don't know. I don't know what to tell her or how to get out of that one.
It could be anything.
Really? Yeah, it could. Like, I mean, and she did say, though, she said she noticed it, but she said she noticed it at the end of the day, and she said she saw it in a bathroom mirror, and because, I guess she knows that she had sex before she went to work, she just immediately knew what it was, and so she said she just got the hell out of there. She said she didn't even say bye to anybody. She didn't even clock out. She just took off for the rest of the day. So
that's if, have no damn friends. That's because she don't have no damn friends, Ben.
Right.
She, if I had friends at work, she'd be like, oh my god, y'all, I got cum on my shirt. Like,
so what would you do in that situation? Like, say that did happen to you and you're at work, right? And you don't have a change of clothes and you discover that you got semen on your shirt. What do you do about this situation? What do you do? Do you tell the boss you got to leave? Do you fake sick? What do you do?
No, first I tell my friends at work and I show them and it's so funny. And then I get a wet paper towel and try to get it off as best I can. And that's it. And then I work for the rest of the day.
Yeah, that sounds smart. What about you, Amy?
I think this chick obviously has no friends at work. So I don't think that's an option. This poor woman. I don't know. I would be freaking the fuck out for sure. And I mean, if I have to wear my shirt inside out all day and be like a weirdo with the inside out shirt, I guess that's what I would do instead of having a big ass cum stain on my shirt. Yeah.
Well, see, I don't know. Sometimes cum can bleed through a shirt. It can go from, it can completely just soak right through and you can see
it. You're right.
And you can see it. So I don't know. Like, honestly, I don't know. I think just do what Amanda said. Just try to, you know, get a paper towel and wet it and try to scrub it off, whatever. But even that's going to look like shit, too, because she's going to be coming out of the bathroom with huge wet spots on the back, like on her lower back, right above her ass. Like, so that's not going to look very good either. Like, they're going to be like, whoa, what happened in that bathroom? Like, I don't know. I think that's just a really, I don't know. That's a terrible situation. I guess next time, maybe she'll be a little bit more aware of what she's wearing, you know, to work after having a quickie with her husband. I guarantee though, as soon as she got home and saw her husband, I'm sure she fucking freaked out on him.
Probably. But probably. Also, like, I don't know, don't be embarrassed. It's fine. Like, right. we all have stains on our clothes sometimes. It's okay.
One thing, I think, one highlight or silver lining of this, at least you know he pulled out. You know, like, I mean, how effective it was. How effective it was, who knows? Because, you know, pre-coming and everything. But at least he tried to pull out. So that's good.
Well, right? She might be on birth control. We don't know how old they are.
That's a lot true.
I
don't know. That is very true. Okay, Amy, do you have any last thing to say about this?
Yeah, I do not think that this is just a stain on your shirt. I mean, like, if I spilled hot sauce on my shirt and tried to rub it out in the bathroom with water, that's one thing. But, like, cum on the back of my shirt right above my ass trying to scrub that out, like, that's totally different. And also, don't wear your sex clothes to work. Like, what is your job that your husband was like, we got to bang right now in those clothes? Like, what do you do for a living? You know, like, I can't imagine that you couldn't just switch shirts before you. Like, why would you have sex in your work clothes and then go to work?
Right. Yeah. I don't know. I do read on a lot of forums, though, that a lot of guys get turned on by their wives in their work clothes. Something about it, like they get really turned on by it, whether if it's like a certain kind of pants that they wear or their business pants or something like that, they tend to get really turned on by it. So I can kind of believe it. Like, I can definitely see a guy wanting to just have a real, you know, quickie before work, before she leaves. But I mean, damn, like, how quick was it for her to not even think about changing? Like, it must have been bang bang boom, she's out the door, you know what I'm saying? Like, That's a fast quickie, in my opinion.
Okay, so he may just like to come on her. And the thing, like, another thing, I would much rather try to get cum out than hot sauce, because hot sauce is a dark fucking stain, okay?
That stains forever. At least semen will come out. Life.
Right. It ain't, yeah. It's not white or clear. So I'm saying, like, you could pretend like that's fucking anything. Like, my kid threw their fucking toaster strudel at me this morning or something, right?
Right.
And, like, just, yeah, no, but anyway, I don't know. This is, sorry for this lady. I'm sorry for her.
Right.
That's all.
That's a bad day or whatever. And the only thing I can think of about her coworkers, who, like Amy said, are probably not her friends, that maybe they just kind of felt awkward about it. And maybe they just didn't want to, like, approach her about it. And maybe they just felt some type of way. Or maybe they were just like, whatever. Who cares? They're probably like, damn, I probably got semen on my clothes too. Who knows? But
No, they didn't fucking notice is the real issue here. Like, yeah.
I don't know. How do you not notice that? Because it's like, I mean, it's pretty
there.
What's that?
Because you don't care. I'm not looking at people's clothes for stains. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, that's true. That is true. I don't look at people's clothes, especially like the back of their shirt. By any means, I'm not looking at that. And if she has a desk job, she could be sitting down most of the time, you know. It could be anything. Who knows? But bottom line is, she had a stain on her shirt from sex, and she wore it all day, and nobody said anything. So
it's not going to stay in a glop either. It's going to melt into, like, a wet spot.
Right.
So just a wet
spot. Right. Okay, Amy, you have any last things to say?
Yes. First, get better friends. Second, check your fucking clothes before you go to work if you're going to bang in the same clothes that you're going to wear to work. And just, it's difficult. This is really difficult. Like Amanda said, I am sorry for her because that fucking sucks. That sucks so bad. Check your outfit, girl. Girl, check yourself before you leave the house. Don't pretend that you don't have a fucking mirror in the house that you look at yourself in a million times. You can see a cum stain.
Right. Do you think the husband gets any more cookies before work now?
Oh, no. She's pissed. She's going to go home and fight for sure. And he's probably going to be like, I knew it was there. I wanted to see what happened. And she'll be even more pissed. and it's going to be a whole fight. They're not going to fuck for like 3 months and like.
Yeah, that would be really shitty. I hope it's not that bad. Hopefully she has some sort of a sense of humor about it and gets over it. And like, I mean, hey, if nobody noticed it or no one even says anything about it, does it even matter at this point? I mean, hell, it's already over with. No one said anything. I mean, whatever. It's just whatever at this point. But anyone have anything last to add? No? Yeah. Okay. I'm getting crickets. Okay. All right. Next story is a female 38 says she found gangbang porn on her husband's laptop. Like a insane amount of it. Like a lot of it. And she wants to know, is it safe to assume that her husband fantasizes about sharing her in a gangbang of five or more guys? And she also wants to know, how should she tell her husband that she knows about his fantasy and that she's fine with it? So is it safe to assume that somebody's into something if you discover a lot of porn about it?
No, I don't think so at all.
I don't think so either.
Yeah, I think that it's something exciting that someone likes to look into, but that doesn't necessarily mean that they want to do that with anyone, especially including their wife.
Right.
But she wants to say that she's cool with it to him, right?
Yeah, she wants to bust him out on it and be like, hey, I know what you're watching. I found it and... like, hey, if she's like, if you're fine with it, I'm fine with it. And she just wants to know, how should she tell him that? But she's also doing this off an assumption that this is what he's into, that this is what he wants to do. So this is kind of weird, because usually it's somebody that has a fantasy and they want to bring it up to their significant other, but they don't know how to. This one is somebody caught their significant other's fantasy, and they want to get them to admit it to them and let them know that they're okay with it. So this is kind of reversed. I don't know. What do you have to say about this, Amy?
I think that he obviously is into a specific type of pornography, and that's fine. I don't think that the type of pornography that you watch specifically relates to how you want to relate with your significant other. Like, just because he likes other women being taken advantage of by multiple men at a time does not mean that he wants that to happen to his girlfriend or wife or whatever, you know, but also maybe it is. I think if she wanted to approach him about it, she should just be like, hey, like, I found this on your computer. I think that if you're into that, that's great. How do you feel about it? Is it something that you want to live out in real life or not? I mean, just be straight up and honest about it, because there's really no other way to approach it.
Right. Yes. And then I agree there. And my question for her is this your fantasy too? Because, I mean, you're saying you're okay with it. You just don't know how to bring it up to him or call him out on it. So it's like, is this something that you want to do? Because if it is, then that is a good enough reason to me to bring it up to him. I feel like you should always be honest with whoever you're with, no matter how deep and dark it is. You may not like the answer that they're going to give you. They may not be accepting to it, but I still think it's worth a shot to kind of bring it up to them and say, hey, like, this is my fantasy. And especially in her case, she was just like, well, this is my fantasy. And I kind of discovered that you've been watching the same thing on your laptop. So it kind of goes hand in hand. So it's kind of like, I can kind of see, you know, what she's thinking there, but regardless of what he's into or what she's assuming he's into, I think she should definitely give it a go. That's just, I don't think it's safe to assume anything by any means, because like, hey, I mean, there's a lot of things that like I would watch. That doesn't mean I'm into it or anything. That doesn't mean I would actually go through with it in real life, because porn is different than real sex by far. So that definitely, you just don't go out and assuming things. But there is a strong case for her to think that maybe he would be willing to do this. And if she's having the fantasy herself, then she just needs to be up and honest with him and let him know about it and see what happens.
Yeah, I was wondering the same thing. If she was also fantasizing about it and then kind of excited that she found that relationship works, is how she needs to approach it, with confronting him about it.
Right. I mean, see, I've been seeing this a lot on a lot of forums, a lot of questions. A lot of people have questions about multiple people, especially with the gangbang stuff. So this is actually pretty common, especially for sure. Amy, do you have anything to say about this?
Yeah, I didn't even consider that possibly she's super into this too, but kind of thinking about how you worded the question, that does make sense, because how exciting is that he's into the same thing that she's into? Like, how rare is that you have the same fantasy? Like, you could maybe even act it out together. Who knows? She should certainly talk to him about it. Maybe even just, like, start watching it one day in front of him and be like, this is what I'm into. Like, let him come to you about it. Let him see they're also interested. I think there's a lot of angles she could hit this with, and she should definitely approach it if that's what she wants to do.
Right. Yeah, for sure. Now, okay, so I'm diving deep into this fantasy, because this comes up a lot. Now, usually with guys, general wisdom is they want to be with a lot of women at the same time. Like, that's what they that's what they fantasize about, whatever. But it's usually not the case for women. Like, I mean, I'm not one, so I can't really speak to them. But from what I've read, they're typically against this. They usually are not up for the gangbangs. So, and it's usually the guy that's pushing it, or the guy that's fantasizing about it. Do you guys, am I off on that assessment of the situation, or do you guys tend to agree?
Okay, so the most, I think, when it comes to being penetrated by men, if I was ever at my most freak self, I think two men would be the limit. The thought of a pile of women, though, it sounds pretty intriguing. Like, that would be way more fun. Way more fun. So I would never want to be, quote unquote, like, gang banged by a bunch of dudes. No, never. Not even for a second. Because for a lot of reasons, but the biggest reason is I would just feel degenerate. I would feel like I was being raped, honestly.
Yeah. And that's
like, I just would never agree to that. I would never want that to happen to me. No.
Right. And you're not alone. I've read a lot of comments from a lot of women on these forums, and they all say that is just typically not their style. Like, yeah, they will admit to fantasizing about it, but they would never go through with it. Like, it's something about them, being kind of feeling like they've been used. Sounds like they're just being like kind of like just passed over from one person to the next. Is not very appealing, and it just seems like it's kind of like a slap to the face to them or whatever. But guys are having these fantasies, which is, to me, I'm not surprised by this anymore, but if I would have read that, say, a year ago, I definitely would have been surprised. I don't know. You have anything to add to this, Amy?
I agree with Amanda that, I mean, if I think of, like, sex with multiple men, I'm like, max two or three, because, like, it's not like you could play around with all of them at the same time, and I'm sure you could figure it out if you really wanted to, but, like, also it gets very, very borderline rapey of, like, I'm not in control, there's too much coming at me at one time. Or if I had multiple women, it'd be more like a group orgy. I mean, like, we could share, we could interact, we could mess around, we can go all over the place with it, and I think that would be at least more tempting if there was at least one other woman there, because I wouldn't feel so much like I was being gamed up on, I guess would be the way to put it. And say, even, I guess it really depends on the situation and who you're with and what you're doing. I've known women to have sex with multiple men at a time, and they love it. But I've also known a woman who was pressured into having sex with three men at a time, and she thought to herself, I either participate or I get raped. Like, in her mind, that was her thought process. So, like, that's a tough situation to be in. Like, do you just go for it, take it for what it is, or do you say one thing about not wanting to do it and then get raped because everybody else is down? Like, it's a very uneven balance when it comes to, like, estrogen versus testosterone and right. what everybody wants. So I think the more the merrier, if that's what you're going for, certainly involve more than one person of both sexes.
Oh, yeah, I agree. I think you should only do this if this is your thing. Like, this needs to be something that you've, like, fantasized about or something that you're, like, really into. And, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't think any surprising anyone with just a boom, hey, we're having a gangbang. I don't think that's ever a good idea. I feel like that is rapey, in my opinion. I don't agree with that action at all, unless it is something that is okay with everybody involved, because this is something that they've always fantasized about and something that they've had second thoughts about, or something that they've, you know, thought about for a long time, not something they just kind of just sprung into at the spare of the moment. You know, I don't feel like that is a good idea, because I do feel like these things can really go way wrong really fast. Like, they can take a turn for the worse. My other thing is, what is your opinion, or why do you think men today tend to be having these thoughts? What is it? Is it like just the way society is going, or is it the way porn is today? What is making men have these feelings that they want to do this? Because, I mean, like I said, a year ago, if someone would have told me this, I would say, no way, that's made up. There's no way a guy could be having that fantasy. But it turns out a lot of them are. Not everyone. I mean, there's probably most guys that don't have this fantasy, but there is a lot of guys that do. So what do you think is the reason for that?
Okay, so first I want to touch base back on the first part. I think that I don't think that a gang bang type situation, I feel like that's a derogatory term for it, but
yeah.
I don't think that most people, I have no idea. I don't want to think that most people fantasize about it. I think it's more of a pornography type thing. And I believe that really leads to how you're saying men might have those type of fantasies. And I think it boils down to control. Mm-hmm. It's really rapey to me. It really, really is. Because if there's one woman and five men who are all willing to just keep digging, and if the woman is willing, you know what? That's, or the man, whoever is willing to be penetrated by all these people at either the same time or separate times or whatever the situation is, if they're willing, that's fine. That's their choice. But I think in especially porn, that it's rapey. And and that may be why, like, there was a girl in high school who, we called it a train back then. Look, you were in the same high school, bro. And yep. A train ran on her. It's not new. It's nothing new.
I know.
But I guarantee it was because she was severely insecure for some reason or multiple reasons. And it made her feel wanted. If there could be so many different reasons that a woman or a man could have this fantasy, and it could be purely sexual and great, you know. But for me, when I think about it, I think about control, insecurity, and rape. That's all. That's what I think about.
That's fair. Amy, what do you got?
I think that it all comes back to our hormones and our genetics. And our basic human instincts is to mate, is to procreate, is to make new life. So if you, as an individual, think that multiple partners are a better chance of procreating, that's probably what you're into. Obviously, we're at a stage in human development where that's not 100% the case. We have decided that monogamy is the best option versus polygamy as a society. But I mean, if we think back to our roots here, there were probably multiple men raping women all the time at the beginning of human race. You know what I mean? because they were trying to procreate. They were trying to make more humans and say, and no matter how sophisticated we become, our thought processes, our belief in monogamy, I think that it always goes back to those core roots of procreate, procreate, procreate. And if people are watching this pornographically, they probably think that, like, that's the way to do it. Like, hey, this is like my bare instinct. Like, look at all these men trying to make a baby. I mean, whether they see it versus rape culture versus this is what I'm into. I mean, it's all about the parties involved, but it probably does come down to just our bare roots as human beings.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree there. I totally think you're right. I think you both are right about that. Amanda, you said something about the term for it in, when we went to high school, and they still say it today. They always say they were going to run a train on somebody. I absolutely hate when people say that. I don't know what it is. To me, it just sounds really cringy. It sounds very degrading. I hate it. I've hated everything about it. They'll even say that when it's just a three-way with just two dudes and one woman. They'll still say it was a train. To me, that's not a train. To me, or a gangbang, that's just a threesome. Is that just me? Like, I don't see it that way, or do you two see it that way?
I do not find gangbang or running a train. I don't find either one lesser or more offensive. Like, right. They're equally fucked up. And also, I can agree deeply with the whole, like, our nature is to procreate, but these days that is not why we have sex. We have sex to, unless you're in some severely strict religion and you only have sex to procreate, that's not why most people have sex these days. It's because it feels good. Like, they want to get off. And so it's like, so when we talk about, I don't want to call it prehistoric. That's not the right word. But when we were not so developed as Homo sapiens, I'm sure there was much rape. Much rape. But now it's all about pleasure for the most part. So when you talk about these kinds of situations, it's not necessarily animalistic, in my opinion. It's fully participation or rape. That's it.
Yeah. And
whenever you see these things come out where there's someone who shared a video on Facebook, or they did like a Facebook Live, or it's on YouTube, where there's someone who is not in the right mind for whatever reason, being someone is having sex with them multiple times, multiple people, and you can tell that it's not right. So I have a huge, huge problem with it. And I think that if it is something where everyone is okay with it, it's not going to be filmed. Right. Okay.
Yeah.
Like, if they're going to be a planned pornography, or it's going to be a rape video, or else no one knows about it because it's nobody else's fucking business, because everyone consented to the situation. Like, that's all.
Right. Yeah, but to say, like, I don't think it's a bad fantasy, and I don't really know what to call it, and I think you're right. No matter what you call it, gangbang or orgy or running a train, I think it all kind of sounds cringy too. I'm kind of with you that. I guess you could just call it just group sex. Just call it that. I mean, I feel like that's not quite as bad. I think as long as everyone's consensual about it and everyone's into it and all for it, I don't think there's anything wrong with it. And as to why guys are into it, the only thing I can think of why they're into it is because they just like the idea of a woman that's okay with having that done to them. I think that whole mind state or that whole scenario play out or whatever, I feel like that is what they are attracted to in the situation. It's not as far as like the sex that's actually going on. It's more of a mental thing where they just want to see a woman get overly pleasured and be okay. And be okay. I know that maybe they're not. I'm just saying maybe that's what men think, and maybe that's why they're into it. That's the only reason. That's the only thing that I can see of why guys would be into it.
But what you just described is control. Like yeah. They want. Like it's control. It's rapey as fuck, man.
Yeah, yeah, and you're not wrong. It is. I'm just trying to think of why they would be into it. I mean, why is anybody in anything? I mean, there's a million reasons of what it could be, and we're all just here just guessing and stuff like that. But I mean, that is just my take on it. And yes, it is kind of rapey, and it is kind of these guys just forcing this woman to go, you know, just take her whatever which way that they want. Yeah, I definitely agree with you there. That's definitely can be rapey. What do you got to say about this, Amy?
I think it's all about consent. It's about everyone involved. It's about everyone consenting. Mm-hmm. And then, I mean, it depends on what you want. Multiple women, multiple men. I think this would go a lot of different ways. And it all boils down to consent and what you're into and what you're interested in. I think multiple partners could definitely add a level of depth into the sexual relationship where you're like, this is great. It's not one person. It's not monogamy, which is the standard. I mean, you're going against the norm. You're breaking the rules. That's exciting. That's fun. It's mm-hmm. dangerous. I mean, but also you take the risk of society's negative look on the situation, but mm-hmm. it's certainly adventurous, you know? So I mean, as long as everyone is consensual, I don't think that it's a problem at all. I think that it's exciting and new and fun, but you certainly have to have consent. Otherwise it takes a very dark turn very quickly, or it can be the time of your life. It is a very borderline situation that I do support in the right circumstances and that I don't support in the wrong circumstances. So I mean, certainly up to the people involved.
Yep, I agree. Okay, Amanda, you have anything to yeah. add to that?
Well, we're not talking about orgies here. We're not talking about group sex. We're talking about men's fantasies, particularly of a bunch of men having sex with one woman, or a bunch of men having sex with one man, or let's even say a bunch of women having sex with one man. This is like the topic that we're talking about. It's not, it can be consensual, obviously. I agree with you, Amy. If it's all consensual, great. Everybody's having a good time. But I don't think that is realistic 99% of the time.
All right. So that's it for the questions tonight. I hope everybody who listened enjoyed the conversation. If you want to find us, just go to Twitter. Just look for We Go Podcast. If you want to, or you can also find us on Facebook, Instagram, too, as well. And there you can also submit questions of your own. If you want to find me, I am on Twitter. Just look for BennyB278. Do you two have any shout-outs you want to do?
No. We don't.
Okay. All right. So also I'm on another podcast called Real Impossible. It is a bad movie and retro podcast. So please look for that. That's all I have to say. Hope everybody who listened to this enjoyed it. And hope they have a safe night and enjoy your weekend.
Because I put the car in a ditch because she was sucking a mean pipe and we happened to wreck.
Oh. Tag Team Network, bitch!